Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 112 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Chance favors the prepared mind. Chance favors the prepared mind, a great quotation by the great scientist chemist Louis Pasteur. And Pasteur, of course, the 19th century scientist who knew more about germs than most of the other people who were working in similar fields at that time, and of course invented pasteurization so that we can keep products much longer and so forth and so on. He's known for so many things, but I love this quotation, chance favors the prepared mind. And of course, Pasteur was talking more about the scientific observation field than he was about art or photography the way we might think about it. But I certainly think about it relative to this idea that we've talked about so many times on Camera Position, about the idea that we need to be ready to make images when the sort of lightning strikes. In order to do that, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. We've talked about staying ready so that we don't have to get ready. Chance favors the prepared mind, in my mind, kind of looks at not only the sort of mechanical aspect of photography and being prepared, ready at a moment's notice to take a photograph. I try to keep cameras out in my house all the time so that I'm ready to grab one at any moment's notice and make a picture of something. But I think we also have to think about the preparedness that comes with our sort of intellectual disposition, the ideas about what it is that we're trying to do with our photography, how we're trying to say something, what it is that we're trying to say, and the various other things that we bring to that idea of what it is that we're trying to communicate or what it is that we're trying to think about. I realized recently that I had not visited the archive of the Alinari brothers. This is an archive, an astonishing archive of photographs in Florence, Italy. And many of these pictures are available online. Of course, I'll put a link to that in the Camera Position blog and in the app and so forth. But the Alinari brothers were some photographers in the 19th century who photographed extensively throughout Italy. And of course, since I photograph in Italy frequently, knowing who has photographed or what has been photographed in the past is remarkable and wonderful, to be able to comb through that archive of online images and take a look at what it is that other photographers have done before me. I've mentioned in the past how important it is, at least to my mind, to read about the places that I'm going and understand their culture a little bit better, understand the way in which, in my case, my interest in architectural photography, the way in which these buildings were built and when they were built and by whom and so forth and so on. So preparing ourselves not just by making sure the camera's batteries are charged and making sure that there's a capture card that's got some room on it in the camera, but also to think about preparing ourselves emotionally, preparing ourselves intellectually, to be able to make the photographs that we want to make. So Louis Pasteur's "Chance favors the prepared mind" reminds me that I need to continue to prepare myself emotionally and intellectually, as well as physically in terms of the cameras and so forth, to be able to make photographs. So go prepare and get yourself ready to have that prepared mind that Pasteur talked about. So thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.